This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
She grabbed me and said, "You're going to do Pretty in Pink, or I will divorce you."
And Chad P.
Toy chemistry set when I was little, and there's no way that that thing was going to generate a female.
Well, mine made a female frog. It was really a letdown.
Out of a male frog?
Yeah, it really was a letdown.
Class is in.
Don't mess with the bull, young man, or you'll get the horns. This is Rock School for a lovely afternoon. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the communication department. Sitting to my immediate right, a Neo-Zoom dweeby. This is...
Retro P.
Ah, no, don't make fun of this.
This
is going to be a good show here.
I'm looking forward to this show. I'm not making fun.
John Hughes, director and writer John Hughes, died on August 6th. Had a heart attack while walking in New York City. He was just walking down the street visiting friends, had a heart attack, dropped, and died.
Well, how old was he?
59.
Okay.
59. John Hughes in the 1980s, now you're a lot younger than I am.
Yeah.
So in the 1980s, I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming in through college. And the movies of John Hughes were, I don't know how else to say it, seminal. They were... everything about my life growing up, The Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller, Weird Science, they were our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen or watch the movies of John Hughes, it was weird. It was as if he was hanging out with you and your friends. This guy understood how you spoke. It wasn't like you were watching a commercial, and when... they tried to speak hip language, it didn't fly.
Right.
John Hughes' dialogue was so well crafted.
Spot on, as they say.
Oh, sure. And the elements that happened in the movie were so well thought out that you identified with every character. You knew each kid. It wasn't just that Ducky was on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Ducky was... that kid in your high school. So what I did was, again, I have time.
Mm-hmm.
So over the past two nights, I went and I looked at all of the music, the soundtracks to all of John Hughes' great, great movies, and I decided to do a short little tribute to him over the next hour
of
Rock School.
Wonderful.
With some clips from the movies. This is the one that, when you think John Hughes, it probably jumps right to mind.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
The
Gotta
Breakfast
be. Club.
I have that movie
Club.
On VHS, by the way.
And it's really bad because I wrestled the whole way through high school.
Oh, so you're that guy.
I am. And girls even said to me after the movie came out, "You wrestle? Do you wear tights?" I wear the required uniform. So, from The Breakfast Club, Carla DeVito will sing the song, "We Are Not Alone." And a little clip to start us off in Rock School.
What are we having?
Just your standard regular lunch, I guess.
Milk?
Soup. Oh, that's apple juice.
I can read. PB and J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch. All the food groups are represented. Did your mom marry Mr. Rogers?
No, Mr. Johnson.
Huh.
He's a clear and black and white. The living color tends to dull our sight. Like dynamite.
with the music of John Hughes and some of his movies.
What did he say? I expected more from an athlete or something like that.
That's right. That's Paul Gleason who played the principal. Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, who, by the way, came to the Saturday detention because she had absolutely nothing else to do.
Tis true.
John Hughes died August 6th, heart attack while walking in New York City. Vacation. He wrote it back in 1983. Actual title was National Lampoon's Vacation. The Griswold family.
Oh, yeah. I love the Griswolds.
Clark, Ellen, Clark. Audrey, and Rusty. We're going to make their trip all the way from Chicago out to, can you name it? Can you name the theme park?
I didn't. Well, Wally World.
Wally World.
But I don't know where it was located.
Well, they ran into Aunt Edna in Phoenix and, of course, his nasty, nasty brother-in-law. We'll hear from him in just one moment. Blitzkrieg Bop was in there by the Ramones. And, of course, the one we're going to play from Lindsey Buckingham as we on Rock School try to play as many songs as we can from the soundtracks of the movies of John Hughes. This one from Vacation. Rock School.
Vicky, can I help you with that Kool-Aid? Please?
I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself, huh? I like it better than Tuna Helper myself. Don't you, Clark?
You're the gourmet around here, Ed.
Lindsey Buckingham.
I love the Griswolds.
Lindsey Buckingham out of Fleetwood Mac as we look at the music of John Hughes movies. By the way, we're sticking with the 80s. That's really where the John Hughes movies were, you know, so moving to me, at least. And I'm the guy that put the show together. So let me tell you some of the other ones he did. And these are all from the 90s. Drillbit Taylor. Well, I'm sorry, that's from the 2000s. Beethoven's Fifth, Made in Manhattan. I'm just reading these. Home Alone 4.
Home Alone 4.
Oh, yeah. Home Alone 3.
Home Alone 3.
Yeah, Home Alone 3. What else we got here? Baby's Day Out, Dennis the Menace, Curly Sue, Dutch. Dutch is not bad.
That's with Ed O'Neill.
Yes, it is. Career Opportunities and the regular Home Alone. Those are all 90s up through Drillbit Taylor, of course, in 2008. But it was the movies in the 1980s that really moved. Chad looks at me and he says, okay, you got Home Alone, but... Do you have, or not Home Alone, but you have regular
vacation.
Do you have Christmas Vacation, which I think is the popular of the vacation, because there's also European Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I have Christmas Vacation. Clark Griswold, once again, Beverly D'Angelo is back, Juliette Lewis, Audrey Griswold, and also Rusty is back. But now you've got, you know, E.G. Marshall there as Art Smith, Randy Quaid is back as Eddie. And the whole thing just, again, Clark just tries to be the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Every time my wife and I drive around looking at the lights of people's houses, and somebody has covered their house in so many lights that it is sort of the beacon, the shining star, we give them the Griswold Award.
Yeah, my family does the same thing. It's like, oh, Lord, we had so many lights over here, we look like the Griswolds.
Yeah.
You actually want that title. When you're going to decorate your home in lights, you want that title.
No, you don't.
Sure you do.
You don't. You're supposed to do something tasteful. You're not supposed to, like, have people in camp. Camels show up and say, we saw this from 9 miles away, and we showed up.
Woo.
So here's a clip from the movie right into, I think, the one everyone knows from the movie, Mavis Staples' Christmas Vacation. Rock School.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey he is. Hallelujah. Holy. Where's the Tylenol?
this opportunity to thank you for doing those edits for me.
Oh,
because
oh,
I didn't know what clip you were going to be playing, and as soon as you started, I said, "Oh, great!"
All the cursing. We're looking at John Hughes, the writer and director who died August 6th of a heart attack while walking in New York City, 59 years old. The movies in my life, at least. Now I'm 44, about to turn 45, and it was just something else. The movies were just everything to my generation, and hopefully a lot of the listeners out there the same way. The next one, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 1986. Matthew Broderick starring as Ferris, and past that, what happened to Matthew Broderick? Has he been in any other hits?
Go ahead.
Honest to goodness, I think he's become sort of the death knell of the movies that he's been in.
Maybe wasn't he in Godzilla? Was that him?
I rest my case right there.
Godzilla was a good...
Okay. Alan Ruck was in, of course, Mia Sara, and Jeffrey Jones played the principal.
Mm.
Loved the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And, of course, Ben Stein was all the way through it. Cameron Sloan and Ferris, of course, take Cameron's father's Ferrari out and then try to make the speedometer go backwards by putting it in reverse and destroy the whole thing. Wonderful. Greatest scene. This is going to sound really strange. I know they sing Twist and Shout in a parade and they go to a ball game. For me, the greatest scene inside of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I know this is really weird, is when Cameron is sitting in, I think it's the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. He's sort of pretending to trade mm-hmm. with people, and people on the floor are trading back, but he hits the side of his cheek and makes it sound like a raindrop.
Oh, yeah.
And it took me like 2 weeks, but I finally figured out how to do it.
Can you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, good.
That's from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, good
That's
job.
The thing that I remember most from the movie. That's how this movie has had an effect on me.
What else you got for us there, Michael Winslow?
I got nothing.
What can you do?
I got absolutely nothing. I wish I could do more. I could maybe do a car starting off. So clip first, and then something from the movie, Oh Yeah, by Yellow. Clip first, though. Rock School.
Bueller. 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 Bueller?
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Thank you, Simone.
No problem whatsoever.
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Who would win in a strategy contest?
A strategy contest?
Strategy
a
contest.
A strategery contest.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller or Zach Morris?
Oh, Ferris Bueller.
You think?
Oh, yeah. He's unbeatable.
Is he?
Completely unbeatable.
When he
came up with the whole concept of his grandmother dying and then the principal said, wheel her in. Oh, it's fantastic. Do you know the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. If you haven't seen, if you're looking for a John Hughes film, if you think, you know, I'm young, because I know there are a lot of young kids that are listening to this. In fact, I know some professors who told me, some fellow professors of mine, that say, my kid listens to this show. If you don't know who John Hughes is, I urge you to go get The Breakfast Club right off. It has comedic points in it, but it's emotional. If
that
you're looking
that,
for
yeah.
straight comedy, you want to get hold of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So those are the two. Go to the Blockbuster, you know, run to your Netflix list. Get those two on there. My wife, on the other hand, if you're a woman listening to this show, she saw me putting this together and I was grabbing these clips and she said to me, when are you going to play Pretty in Pink? You're going to start with it? No, I'm not going to start with it. She says, you're going to play it or I will divorce you.
Wow.
And I said, well, I don't know about Pretty in Pink, but I was going to do 16 Candles. And she grabbed me and said, you're going to do Pretty in Pink or I will divorce you.
Coming up after the break
is Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink.
So hello, KLSU. Thanks for running this fine, fine radio show.
Hey, get us on iTunes. Sign up for the Rock School podcast. It's free.
And we might be overcharging.
Possibly.
Back in 1 minute, Rock School.
Okay, here we go. Once again, to spare Doc's marriage, we're going to have to...
We're going
to
do this. I can't tell you how many bottles during the mid-1980s, how many bottles of red hair coloring were sold simply because of Molly Ringwald, the Brat Pack put together by John Hughes. Pretty in Pink was from 1986. Some of the other songs that were on the soundtrack, Copacabana, Barry Manilow, If You Leave by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. In Excels had one called Do What You Do, and of course Otis Redding, because Ducky sings Try a Little Tenderness to Andy, Young and in Pretty in Pink. Listen to these names. Ringwald, Harry Dean Stanton, John Cryer, Annie Potts, James Spader, Andrew McCarthy. All these names started inside of John Hughes. So,
cool.
But Pretty in Pink by the Psychedelic Furs is the song that I remember from the movie, at least. And to save my marriage, here's a clip. And then Pretty in Pink, Rock School.
I love this woman. I love this woman, and I have to tell her. And if she laughs, she laughs.
Feel any better if I ask you to the prom?
His name's Blaine. He's so beautiful.
Blaine? Oh, that's a major appliance. That's not a name.
That sounds a lot like Heroes.
Does it really? The Psychedelic Furs, you can't pick them out at all when they sing, can you?
He's been talking like this the whole off mic.
There's just certain people that... David Bowie, every time I hear David Bowie speak or sing as well, I talk like this a lot because that's the way he comes out to me all the time. Bottom of the hour, we're going to take a quick break from playing the music of John Hughes and do something we call 7 Days in 70 Seconds. My name, Joe Burns.
I'm
him
Chad
name.
P.
There you go. And we are going to talk about the dates, August 10th. That's a Monday all the way through Sunday, August 16th. Something that happened on these dates in music history.
Yep.
Chad has Monday.
Yes, I will start August 10th on Monday. Happy birthday, my dear wife. 1970, Jim Morrison goes on trial for indecent exposure after allegedly dropping his pants on stage in Miami. You can't do that.
Well, and some people say he didn't. That's the thing. It's not been proven where he actually did it. August 11th, back in 1985, a boat carrying Duran Duran's Simon Le Bon capsizes off the English coast during a race. The Royal Navy rescues him after he spends, dig this, 40 minutes trapped upside down in the boat in an air pocket.
Wow.
Honest to goodness.
Oh, I'd have been confessing my sins. August 12th, we're going way back. 1877, Mr. Thomas Edison invented sound recording with his Edison phone, which was a tinfoil wrapped cylinder on which sound from a megaphone can be etched with a thin metal needle.
Any idea what were the first words he recorded? Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay.
Really, really. Oh, I wasn't kidding. I was going to make anything up. He recorded Running with the Devil by Van Halen. August 13th, 1976, The Clash debuts in London at a rehearsal hall in Chalk Farm.
August 14th, 1994, the three-day Woodstock 94 festival came to a close. Featured artists included Live, Violent Femmes, The Cranberries, Salt and Pepper, Blind Melon, The Henry Rollins Band, Melissa Etheridge, Nine Inch Nails, Metallica, and Aerosmith.
Now, that was Woodstock 94.
Yes.
Back in August 15th, 1969, original Woodstock Music and Arts Fair begins on Max Yazger's farm near Bethel, New York. And on the 16th of August, back in 1962, the Beatles fired their original drummer, Pete Best. He says because he was too good looking. Ringo Starr debuts as a Beatle 2 days later. And as I talk for a little while, Chad switches out a compact disc.
That's right.
We go back to 1985, another one written by John Hughes, who just left this earth on August 6th. Heart attack while walking around in New York City. He was 59. We're going to talk about weird science.
And weird Anthony, it was.
Oh, yeah. But real fun to watch. Yep. Anthony Michael Hall, played by Gary, and Ian Michael Smith, who played Wyatt, and Kelly LeBrock, who played Lisa. Apparently, Gary and Wyatt were really into computers, and at that point in time in the 80s, it was believed that computers could do a whole lot more than they actually could. Another Matthew Broderick one, he actually thought that he could play war games on all of that. When you fire up my computer, it actually says, greetings, Professor Falcon. Shall we play a game? But this is a better one because they actually made a woman. Weird Science, another John Hughes one, and we'll go into the Oingo Boingo song. But first, the clip. What?
Oh, I was going to say, for those of you who cannot see us, we are actually conducting this radio broadcast with brassieres on our heads.
Interesting. Interesting. Mine's far smaller. Here's the clip. Rock School.
You know, it's not a bad idea.
What?
Making a girl. Actually making a girl.
This is Wyatt and Gary. Something's about to change their world. Something out of this world.
She's alive! Alive!
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
It's all in the name of science. Weird science.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
You know, I had a toy chemistry set when I was little, and there's no way that that thing was going to generate a female.
Well, mine made a female frog. It was really a letdown.
Out of a male frog?
Yeah, it really was a letdown. You know, the bathroom door exploded, and out came a female frog in a bikini, and I thought, well, that's a letdown. Yeah. Then I went and, you know, watched the banana splits, and I thought, well, that was too bad. Let's move along to another John Hughes. 16 Candles, the other chick flick. We've already done Pretty in Pink. Let's go back to 1984, yet another Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall tome, if you will. John Cusack was also in this one, and you were telling me that you had the kid in the high school.
My wife had a headgear girl.
I was headgear boy. I had it. I'm telling you, these movies had such an effect. We knew one of the people.
Her favorite scene is at the very beginning of the movie when they're all at school and the poor headgear girl is trying to she's just trying to drink some water out of the drinking fountain, and she can't. And Stephanie's like, "That's how she was. That's how she was."
Oh yeah, I had teeth that looked like a bad picket fence, and now at least now they're straight. But yeah, apparently Molly Ringwald, Samantha, her sister's getting married, and with all the excitement, everybody forgets her birthday.
Yeah, they blanking forgot her birthday.
Yeah, and that's the blanking clip that I actually have.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're killing me.
And I've already blanked it for you.
Thank you.
So we have the clip, and we're going right into Bowie right after that, because this was a real rock soundtrack. Billy Idol was on it, Patti Smith, The Vapors, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Spandau Ballet, well, Night Ranger. So 16 Candles. Clip first, Rock School.
That's it? You don't have anything else to say to me today?
What would you like me to say, Sam? Come on now, honey. You're going to miss the bus. Have a good day.
I can't believe this. They forgot my birthday.
I love it when we're sitting here having a fine conversation and one of us realizes the song's over.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. We're talking about John Hughes, who died at the age of 59, heart attack in New York City. We have a little bit of time left. We're going in late, so let's quickly get into the break. Hello, Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Radio Universidad Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running a rock school. And one more.
KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Thank you so much.
Uncle Buck is next in 1 minute. Rock school. Love that Simpson's bed.
Thank you.
Now, we are again talking about the movies of John Hughes, and we're running out of time real quick, so we're going to play some short ones here for you. John Candy apparently was the darling of John Hughes during the late 1980s. In 1987, he was in The Great Outdoors along with Annette Bening and Dan Aykroyd. Then in 1988, along with Steve Martin, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which is one of my favorites, is a great trivia question. Name movies that deal with Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because that runs you into a whole lot of trouble, and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one of the few that deals with Thanksgiving. And then the one we're going to do in 1989, Uncle Buck. This is with Laurie Metcalf. You might remember her from Roseanne Barr's show.
Mm-hmm.
And Macaulay Culkin and John Candy, who plays Uncle Buck. So we're going to play Laugh, Laugh by the Bo Brummels. Also on that was Mr. Sandman, The Cordettes, Tweedledee by Laverne Baker, and Young MC's Bust a Move. But we'll do Laugh, Laugh by the Bo Brummels. And clip first, if I'm not mistaken, here, Rock School.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
You have much more hair on your nose than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
I said, don't trust him, baby, now you know. You don't let everything that is good go in school. Wouldn't believe me when...
Yeah! Bo Brummels here on Rock School. We're sitting here trying to figure out how we're going to end this thing up. We have two more movies that we haven't played clips from. Some Kind of Wonderful and She's Having a Baby. But we can't finish up without playing the song that I think is really... I don't know, aligned, if you will,
oh,
with
yeah, no
John
doubt.
Hughes.
No
and, it, and it also comes from The Breakfast Club, and that's Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. So that's the one we're going to end on. But I didn't get to play it, and it's my favorite clip of any of them, so I want to play it. This is from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So we're going to play the clip, and then we're going to come back. This is clip number, what is it, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I
number
got it.
Nine?
Yeah, I got it ready.
Number nine. Okay, this is from Planes, Trains, Automobiles. We'll come back, say goodbye real quick, and then finish up with Simple Minds. So Steve Martin, John Candy, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Why did you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
See that Bears game last week?
Yeah, hell of a game, hell of a game. Bears got a great team this year. They're gonna go all the way.
One of my favorites.
Those aren't pillows.
Yeah, one of my favorites. So
pillows.
We got to wrap it up again from the 1985, The Breakfast Club. Goodbye, John Hughes. August 6th, died of a heart attack while walking in New York City, 59 years old.
Rest
Drobin
in peace.
Taylor was his last one as far as I could find. But great, great through the 1980s. And we'll finish up with Simple Minds. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.
About me.